4DJC.
This is N0TR.
Noontime, up here in Bernice are doing well today.
Time to take a break. Went up and got some chicken feed and went down to the rock place. And they didn't have what I want. And so we unloaded the chicken feed and I went out and checked my antenna that I just finished up yesterday evening, late. And got my 160 vertical back up. I got a lucky shot. I didn't think I'd ever get over it with my shooter. So I was going to have my buddy Chad come down and use his big one, but I didn't have to. I finally got a good shot. I don't know how, but I did. And I'm getting ready to go out and mow the grass now and then put some insecticide down on it. They call bifenthrin. If I got the energy, and then water the lawn after that.
Sounds like you got a real busy afternoon, Tom. I don't envy you cutting the grass. My wife always loved to cut the grass, but I despise doing it. And the weed eating, too. The weed eating is down to minimal. Just around the neighbor's fences, and that's about it for us. And we're going to try to do something this next spring, try to work on the yard some, maybe terrace it a little bit in the back. A neighbor, a few roads over here to, in the subdivision, somebody came and did a beautiful job. Good grief, I bet they charged them $10,000 to do it. It's got the stonework for the terraces and got stairs and all that sort of thing. They did a wonderful job on it, but good grief, I don't know. The house had been a rental for a while, and somebody bought it, and they gutted the inside, I think, redid it, and the outside of it looks really nice now. They did a great job, but like I said, they had an excavator in there and a backhoe, and, you know, they did an awful lot of work, you know, bringing that field dirt in and tears into that. It really looks nice finished, so I wish I had the money to do that, or I had the disposable money to do that. I could do it if I wanted to, I guess, but I'd like to do something else. I got some work to do in the front yard, too, but, probably next spring before we get out there and do much of anything to it, I guess, Tom.
Well, I got a nice riding lawnmower, Jerry, and Bernice does the weed eating. Oh, I'm sitting here watching the TV. I just watched the Marines go through recruit Marine Depot down in San Diego. I've been there right across from it at the Naval Air Station, or at boot camp, matter of fact. But the forest all's on fire, and they're trying to put it out. And, wow, it was a terrible thing, I'll tell you. They lost a lot of people. But, I was just sitting over having a cup of coffee, and they had some leftover. What kind of cupcakes do you call those, Bernie? Black Forest cupcakes from the Oktoberfest down at the Daughters on Saturday. And so we had a couple of those left over. The ones without the alcohol stuff in them. And they was delicious. And it's a magnificent day, Jerry. It's 72 degrees. I talked to Patrick for a short time this morning. He's got a new radio in his truck, and it's sounding fine. He had a Kenwood, and he was having trouble with it on receive. There's some kind of filters in it that need to be changed, I think. So he put a different one in there, and it's got a great signal. And we're just sitting here on our patooshies and resting for the time being. I'm pretty beat up from yesterday. Getting that antenna back up there was a real booger.
Yeah, Tom, I can imagine. That's real work, getting out there doing the antenna stuff with a... Went down to Sportsman's Warehouse this morning. Well, not this morning, a little bit ago. Starting to get back some stocks of ammo again. I got bunches of what I don't need, but that's some .22 down there.
I'm going back up.
my supply. I like that CCI standard velocity, and I can get it there about as cheap as I can get it direct from CCI, you know, without the, CCI, you have to buy $100 worth in order to get free shipping. They still charge the sales tax, and Sportsman had it for the same price. It's hard to find down to 10 cents around now, though, Tom. It's nothing like years gone by. I'd like to get out with my, I got a Smith & Wesson 617, which looks like a 357. It's got the full underlug barrel, but it's a 10-shot, 22 revolver. I have to send you a picture of it. It's heavy, but it's really nice shooting off the bench, and it's really accurate. A lot more accurate than I am, but I do enjoy shooting it. Like, especially when I get outside, I don't like shooting indoors much because it's a daggum noisy.
This is N0TR, and they walk among us, Jerry. Now they got Navy boot camp on here. That's really interesting to see after many years. I don't know where they're at because I don't have the sound on. Yeah, I was shocked when I went into Cabela's the other day, and it was better than $50 for a 525 Remington hollow points and 22s. And they used to be, what, $5.95, and then they went up to $8.95, and I thought that was outrageous. Over.
Which is, you know, it used to be the cheap CCI, it's a high speed step, solids. You spend about that for about $30 or $40 a brick, and now they're $50 when you can find them. You buy them by the 50 round box, and they're $6 a box. But I've got some SK, which is the German stuff, it's really good. I bought it for not much more than that. We got several bricks of that, and got some bricks of PowerPoints, the Australian ones, the Winchester Subsonic Hollow Points, which were good, and the CB Long stuff, and I got a bunch of Remington Target too when I got serious about my 22 rifle, you know, bench rest, you know, sporter bench rest, just, you know, just casual stuff. But I don't shoot my rifle. Left eye, I'm pretty good. I'm a little bit better in my right eye. But anyway, I still enjoy getting out this time of year, especially going out and do a little shooting with a 22. I don't shoot the big boy stuff anymore. It's just too hard on my hands. I just don't have the strength I had before either. I don't think I can handle that recoil like I did years ago. And my son's got all kinds of, you know, 44s and 45 ACP stuff and 357s and all that sort of stuff. He enjoys shooting, but it's just a little too much for me. I did shoot his Python a while back, and it was pretty pleasant to shoot that Python, but that thing is heavy though, Tommy. It was a 4-inch suit, but that thing is loud too.
Bub, the threshold of pain. I bought one of those once in a Security 6, Jerry, and my buddy that I shot with all the time, he shot 44 Magnum Super Blackhawks a lot when we were shooting pistols up in Kansas, and he said, you'll sell that thing within the next month. And I said, oh, no, I just got it. And I could only afford one, and I'd always have to trade in whatever I had. And about 2 weeks later, I traded that sucker in. I bought some, when I bought it, I bought a box of Browning ammunition just to have the brass, you know. And the first time I shot it without any earplugs, that was the last time I shot it without muffs. Shoot. Anyway, Jerry, I better get out there and get busy on the lawn, and you and the wife have a wonderful day, and I don't know if you're going to get the grandkids today or not, but I'll say 73s, and this is N0TR.
Tom, you and Bernice have a good afternoon. Stay safe. Don't get twisted up out there. No, we're not picking them up. We're going to pick them up tomorrow, I think. Tuesdays are one of our usual days. Anyway, have a good afternoon, and don't work too hard. Talk to you later, N0TR and 4DJC, clear.